Some 130 police personnel have begun a 30-day specialized training against terrorist attacks. The personnel drawn across the 10 regions of the country will also be equipped with skills for crowd control, strategies and special weapons and tactics. The Director General of Police Operations, COP John Kudalo, told Radio Ghana that the training has become necessary due to increasing internal security control. He has therefore appealed to civil society groups to assist the police with information. He spoke with Yaya Kwama.
It involves violent crimes of which terrorism is part. Not long ago, I think the last quarter of last year, the Sergeant General of Police inaugurated the Foreign Police Unit, which is the best practices and standard being adopted by police institutions all over the world. And in the concept, hard training, which is confronting people like terrorists and then hijackers and hostage takers and all these things, are part of the training. We formed the unit and they have started their training. They should have done it earlier, but because of the exigencies of the time, some few months back, and the deployment we have given the boys throughout the country, we could not get them together for the training. But now that the dust has somehow settled, we decided that this is the opportune time to start the training. So it's training the men of the Foreign Police Unit. And of course, happenings around the world are informing us how to shape the training. So it's meant to confront and intervene in violent crime situations.
Can you tell us the number of men involved in this training? Is it across the country or a specific region?
Well, we drew people from all over the country to make up the 130. But this is course one. It's just the basic first course, the initial course. After this, there will be other courses that will follow. This course one. To follow, you know, the Foreign Police Units in Accra alone, we have four units, and one is 140. So you see how long the course will go around. And I'm creating it in all the regions. So it's really an ongoing process. But as at now, we have 130 people undergoing the course. But the details of the course, I may not be able to tell you now.
That was the Director General of Police Operations, COP John Kudalo.